Gemara says in Daf Kufi Nav Mabez, Itmar Dagim Shalom Bekaira, Rab Amar Asalachim Bekutach, Mishmul Amar Mutalachim Bekutach. So Shaila is, do we say that there's Blias of Basar in the Dagim and you're allowed to eat it with the Kutach that has milk in it or not? The question is, even before you get to the Kutach, the Dagim themselves should be a problem, because if they have Blias of Basar, then there should be a Sakana. We know there's a Sakana, as Gemara says, the Dagim and Basar together. So why is it mutter to eat the dogim that have the blias of the basar? So the Taz wants the proof from here that the isser of dogim with basar is only the mamashus of the basar and the dog. But if it's only a blia, basar and the dogim, that's not a problem. So blias of basar and dogim together is mutter. That is not never nichon. The sakana is only when you have the mamashus. Another diak you can bring from this Gemara is that to do with the price can bring down or those who say you can't eat dagim with chalav either. The dog and milk is a problem. It's also a sakana. It's a shayla if it's a tos cipher or not. But from this Gemara, l'char, you see not like that. And the place can bring this raya as well, because Gemara says that you're allowed to, the shayla, if you're allowed to eat it bekutach or not, is only because maybe there's tam basar in the dagim. But if not for that, the fact that you're eating dagim with kutach doesn't seem to be a problem. That's not a problem. Those are amatzer taka ate with the kutach. So see that l'char, it's mash over here, the dog with chalav is not a problem. And the whole din over here is only because of napar nap.